Hello all K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. I'm Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, but that hasn't stopped my three friends here from dragging me into the K-pop abyss. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, it's Dominique.
It's Melissa.
I'm Jamie.
Well, you guys want to try this? Go for it.
So today we're probably just gonna ramble, honestly. Just about random stuff in K-pop. Just kind of have a free-for-all kind of thing.
I'm just gonna be right over here to the side then.
No, you're staying here.
Why? You might have to still be here for this episode.
You should chime in with your thoughts.
Fine.
Or if you just have a question because you hear something dumb.
Why do you hear something dumb?
You?
Wow.
This is going to be pure unfiltered chemistry right here, guys.
I feel very attacked. I don't think I want to be here anymore.
In my mind, it was going to be subtitled PvP.
Well, now I feel like I have to make that the title of this episode.
Anyway, okay, so starting off, I guess I want to start with something where Red Velvet finally has officially announced a comeback date with all five members. No one's broken. No one's caught up in a scandal. They're just coming back as five for their 7th year anniversary with a new album called Queendom.
I'm guessing you're very excited.
Look, I only really collect 3 groups. They are one of the 3. That should tell you a lot.
Wow.
He's not wrong. By the way, the second that they announced like that they were coming having a comeback, Dom's just like, they finally did it. Like, we're finally getting something.
That deal with the demon worked.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys all think that I just made a deal before I was born, so.
Did you not?
Anyway.
Ooh, I have one thing. I was like, I'm trying to think about, do I even have any comebacks that I'm at? Like, excited about.
I'm just gonna run over Dom's excitement. Got it. Okay.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to release.
Push it away.
At this current moment.
Well, JB is finally releasing his.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah, I saw something.
Yeah, it's already up for pre order.
Yeah, I know.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
This is part of your hobby slash job to be following this stuff.
I know I saw it get announced. I didn't know it was up for pre-order.
No one cares except GOT7 fans, to be fair. Cry.
You're lucky enough that I even saw something about it and then went, okay, cool.
I don't care who that is.
This is more going to be a fight between boy groups between Melissa and Jamie. Holy shit. And I'm just going to chime in every once in a while going, so girls groups.
Does it count if it's Jackson? Because, like, all his stuff is in China right now.
I mean, he's still K-pop / K-pop adjacent.
I mean, he just had a song come out, so...
He did. I'm not sure if I liked it.
I still haven't seen it, even though you told me to watch it.
It's kind of weird. Spoilers, I guess. Everyone dies. That's the video.
Here's the thing. I actually haven't watched the video yet, but that song's been on repeat for like the last couple of days for me.
You should watch the video like right now.
While we're talking, go like have a tangent. Watch this video that I'm assuming Jamie's going to make me watch as soon as she comes back downstairs.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Side note here. Jamie inadvertently made me a Jackson Wang fang.
Oh, no. It's long, you asshole.
Sorry. Sorry, I was.
I don't know why he pronounces it that way. If you speak Chinese, it's literally the last name is Wong.
But he does it to himself.
I know. I think he does it for white people. If I'm being honest,
probably.
Wow. Apparently, I'm a huge ass coconut. Thanks. But, also, I was just reading the damn listing on Spotify. How was I supposed to know?
Anyway, as of recording this on the August 2nd period, Dreamcatcher just had their comeback.
Oh.
And God, are we twice. All, literally, like, no, I feel three. Like all of international fandom is just praying they get a first game.
Don't jinx it. Don't fucking jinx it.
You just put that just energy out there. Way to go.
I just know Dom played it three times in the car when we went out for lunch on Sunday.
And is that wrong?
No.
It was a good freaking ass song.
She played it first when we left the house. Actually, no, she was playing mashups when we first left the house that all included the song. And then I think she just played the song like right after that. And then we were leaving the restaurant. She played it in the car while we were waiting for Jamie to answer if she wanted food. And then we were sitting at Sonic and she played it again. I can't say anything. It was the first song I listened to this morning.
Because it's a good song. I don't know what you want from me.
Because Lord knows I'll never be able to freaking just shake off my terrible, terrible past.
Also, congratulations, Dreamcatcher. I think this was probably like the fastest they've reached like 10 million views.
Wow.
10 million plus views on one of their MVs.
I mean, it was a good song.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
Sorry, we're like looking at this like news, like just random news scroll, and it's just like she pointed out one was laughing at it.
This is what happens when they're together.
Well, just tell them what it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Basically, FX Victoria, she's back in China pretty much like
exclusively.
She recently, celebrating, like, her friend's birthday, and they posted a picture of them kissing on the lips, and it shocked everyone, apparently. And so now I think they said something about that they're going to go into investigation or something like that. Like, I don't know. It was some stupid bullshit.
I don't know. Dumb.
It's China. What do you want from her?
Dumb. But,
There's other news, but I will leave that alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's leave that alone.
Yep.
Anyone else have anything to get off the chest?
Just a brief, like, shout-out mention, because I feel like people will get mad if we don't, but BTS, like, 10 days ago or so, got appointed by South Korea's president as a special presidential envoy for culture to the UN, or something like that.
Wow.
They get appointed for special envoys of everything lately.
Also, on a side note, congratulations to all our winners of our poster giveaway.
Oh yeah, I don't know when this is going out, but congratulations.
They've
sorry,
just
it went out late, but you know, life happens.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say, like, I'm not gonna go into specifics, but getting our winners was probably the most like funnest process of this whole thing.
You know. And we tried, it was just like problem after problem. But we finally got the three, so congratulations to those three.
I mailed them out on Saturday. Was it Saturday?
Yes, it was Saturday.
Okay. I was good. I had to go out and ship those before I went over to my parents' house.
Okay. Anyway, so I don't know if Jamie knew, but Tiger JK released a song called Love Peace.
I know.
Yeah.
I haven't checked it out yet, actually.
He specifically made the song and released it to specifically to try and help promote the information of Asian racism and stuff with everything that's been going on.
Can we just talk about him for a second? That is a good dude. Godfather of Korean rap. Just a real good dude. He's weird as fuck, but a good dude.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help his artists are the way they are, too.
He's what the one makes that him manages... weird as
fuck?
He manages Google him. BB, right?
Just Google him.
Google him.
Quite a few artists in his company, Shin Sadong.
Can you just give me, like, one example for the sake of this podcast?
What?
Give me one example for the sake of this podcast.
Oh, of how weird he is?
Yeah.
My introduction to him, he was on a variety show, and he would not get up. He was, like, laying down almost the entire time.
Yeah. Which doesn't happen, by the way, in Asia. Like, if someone older than you stands up or does something, you go and try to do it for them, like...
I can sort of respect the energy.
It's just more of a, I've proven myself, I don't need to try anymore.
This is the same guy that's a hype man for all of his artists, right?
Yes. BB and...
Yeah, that's the one that I'm thinking of, is when BB was promoting her stuff and, like, he was there, and, like, he literally walks in and, like, is handing everyone drinks.
Yeah, with her face on it.
To be fair, BB is, like, his second child.
Yeah, he, like, low-key adopted her.
Yeah.
Aw.
Him and his wife. To the point where his wife, like, almost never goes on, like, variety shows or anything like that. But before BB officially debuted, they took her out onto this Korean show called The Fan, where they would bring, like, unknown slash indie artists, like, big-name artists would bring them in and be like, hey, these guys are really good, you should support them. And BB ended up on that show with Yunmire, or Tasha, and she was like... This is my child. You better vote for her.
And this tech
is so shy. Like, surprisingly so for someone who's essentially in a rap group with her husband.
They basically, like, what? Formed a collective back in the day.
Yeah.
When rap wasn't popular in Korea.
And made it popular.
Yeah.
Like, they're the whole reason why Korea has an underground rap scene. They're the whole reason why, like, Korean hip-hop took off as much as it did, and then everyone who came after them just helped build it up even more. Between like Dynamic Duo, who else is there, the old ones, Honey Family was one, because they performed around the same time as Tiger JK's original group. And then you had the newer, like, mid era ones that came in, which was The Quiet, The Quiet, Doki, Jay Park, Simon Dominic.
Basically all the rappers.
All the rappers. Yeah. And then all the newer ones in that group brought in the whole, tied in a lot of the R&B aspect into the hip-hop. So hip-hop and R&B are pretty much, like, intertwined in Korea. They're not, like... They are separate to a certain extent in terms of people who focus on them, but there's a lot of overlap now. Like, it's very intertwined. So that comes with the territory, that comes in the territory of, like, people like Crush, Dean, Zico. Yeah, pretty much those three. Them and their group.
He's, like, the only, like, Korean celebrity I really, ever see actually, like, talk about BLM matters, like, to a semi, like, detailed extent. Like, he's actually willing to learn. It's not just for the clout.
Well, considering his wife is half black.
Yeah, that's a lot. But it's nice to see, basically.
Yeah.
Like, he knows where his music comes from and everything.
Randomly, I opened Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the first one on my feed was Tablo. And Tablo's like, I just had a whole conversation with Haru where it was just K-pop idols.
Yeah, K-pop idol gifts. At a certain point, he also said, like, emojis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's interesting. But it seems like his daughter really likes the girl groups. Yes. It looks like. And I'm like, I hope you explain to her how many people she's met. Like, people that no normal person would ever be allowed to meet. Like, well, they're like
just on TV.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she knows.
But, like, you can't so easily meet these people anymore, kind of status.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Girls' Generation really doted on her, and who was the other
girl? All of YG, basically, at the time, which was Big Bang and 21, basically were...
Who was the other one?
SHINee? She's met SHINee.
No, I mean the other kid that met all of the K-pop idols.
There's a lot of them from that group. from that TV show.
So there's a TV show in Korea called
Return of Superman,
where it's basically the wives entrust their these significant others in I can't even say it.
It's the dads hang out with their kids. It's like the most basic shit.
Yeah. So like the celebrity dads are essentially left to take care of the children.
Got it.
Because of the patriarchy, but you know.
Well, that was one hell of a tangent.
Yeah, basically, it's a show about people just watching these kids. Okay, wait, no, that sounded creepier than
this. Look, there's no good way to describe this show. I'm not gonna lie. I had a whole ass discussion with someone about this. Like, there's not a good way. Just Google it.
So I watched them have that discussion, and they were like low, just like undertoning, going, "So you watch that show too? I watch it too. We should talk about the show, not out loud though."
Anyways.
Oh, that show's right up there with the other one, Hello Baby. Like, way back when they just left a child to the responsibility of an entire idol group.
Yeah, that was a crazy show. I don't know if you can do that anymore.
Well, they volunteered the kids. Apparently, the kids are still in contact, typically, with them.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yes, and kind of no, because, you know, Shiny was on that show, and the kid, and Chongyeol was his favorite.
Yeah, he was.
Well, I was able to walk away for about 5 minutes.
Did you watch the video?
No.
Disappointment. Anyway,
we just watched Somi's.
Yeah, Somi just came back with her new song, which was the MV was just High School Musical meets Mean Girls.
It was very weird.
The musical.
It's not my favorite thing from Somi.
What'd you say?
It's not my favorite thing that she's come out with.
It was interesting outfit she started with.
I don't know how I feel about it. I'm still like processing it.
I feel like the other songs she had is like have been better.
Here,
like birthday.
I mean, that's just my personal opinion. So please don't at me.
Oh, right before we started recording, Jamie screamed after we saw a news article from 16 days ago. One of the B2B members tested positive for COVID-19.
They're all getting COVID. Okay, yeah. All getting COVID.
COVID's pretty much spread. Finally reached like widespread, like in K-pop with the, specifically to the idols themselves. Like people around them and stuff have gotten it, and like the occasional idol have, but now there's more of them. Please wear a mask.
Wear a fucking mask.
Yeah, no, yeah. Fuck it. I'll say it. Yeah, wear a goddamn mask, people.
That was the disclaimer.
That wasn't a disclaimer. That was a fucking order.
Don't order people. It's a disclaimer. Oh, no. And a recommendation that you should wear a mask so we can get through this.
Wear a fucking mask.
Man, okay, y'all are so aggressive.
Tangent. What's the timing?
We are currently about 20 minutes in.
Oh. Wow. It worked.
Oh, yeah.
Random free talk.
You could totally do this for like once in a while.
I don't know. Are your faves coming back? Melissa?
NCT has a comeback in September. We don't talk about the expensive photo book.
She's not buying the photo book.
Oh, surprising.
I will probably eventually buy the photo book. She doesn't have the money right now because life.
Yeah, life.
Life situations have occurred. So I have to restrain myself on what I can get.
Good for you.
So, otherwise, yes, eventually I will probably get the $100 photo book. All right, photo books. There's two
photo books that are $100.
Oh, that's not that bad.
It's because of the shipping.
Once.
The shipping. Yeah, other than that, NCT has their comeback in September.
Oh, Girls' Generation's being sus as fuck.
What?
They're always sus.
Well, no, because it's confirmed that all 8 members are going to be on a variety show together.
Oh.
that's sus as fuck, right?
Yeah.
That's a little sus.
I just want a comeback from them already. Holy fuck. SM, please get your shit together.
Oh, also, to be clear, that 120 was not on K-pop. It was something worse.
Alright.
Oh, a show's going live right now. I need to watch it. Let's wrap this up.
Okay, fine. Oh. Let's just go to the descent then.
Yeah, so the descent was my choice, and I gave you Wonder Girls Like This.
So, was this an actual flash mob?
I think it was half. I think they, like, laced the crowd with, like, the actual hired people.
Oh, yes, because the choreography was way too damn good, so of course these were plans, but... Was this, like, a legitimate reaction from people?
For some of them, I'm sure.
It seemed like more than one take, to be fair.
Yeah.
I did see a behind MV, or, like, a behind making of the MV. You could probably go watch that, and it probably has some more details on what happened.
Also, I thought there was only 4 members of Wonder Girls.
When we hit Wonder Girls, we'll get into it. But long story short, there are members that entered, members that left, members that came back.
Okay, we clearly want to end this episode now, so let's just go ahead and just plug our damn Twitters. No,
you gotta tell me how you felt about the song. You didn't say that.
Oh, it's fine.
That is... Oh, that's gonna come back and bite him in the ass.
It wouldn't be the first goddamn time, it's Jamie. We notice.
It's Wonder Girls. Ooh. We did give you a bottom of the barrel song from them, though.
Then why the fuck is that bite me in the ass?
A 21 song.
Yeah.
We're not plotting against you, I swear.
I am.
Trust them.
I'd like to announce my departure from this show. You guys are on your goddamn own. Yeah, that's going to definitely make me stay. Got it.
Please stay. Pretty please.
Just super glue him down or duct tape him to a chair.
No, don't.
Okay.
So your Twitter then, Dom.
Oh, at Thus the Raven. But yes, if you ever hear muffling noises at some point, don't worry about it.
Hey, please, Jamie, please stop. Make her stop talking.
Violet Dreadly, I am a little bit working against you, so I don't know.
Okay, I'm just here. How about you, Daniel? Guys, remove the tape.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, you can find him at Perpetual Player on Twitter, and you can find us all of us at NGP Productions on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
And Discord.
And our Discord, where you can hang out with us and the rest of the cast of all of Daniel's amazing shows that he produces. Because thank you, Daniel. You're amazing.
Why don't we just say all the things? NGP Productions at all the things. Check out our link tree.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, thanks everyone. We'll talk to you next time. Bye bye. You're the one who's got to be.